Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that Oneness Pentecostalism is a lie. Today I'm going to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 35. The Bible reads, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Now, this is a pretty powerful scripture. We're pretty familiar with it around Christmas time, especially when we talk a lot about Luke 1 and Luke 2. But it talks about here that the Highest is going to overshadow her, and that the Holy Ghost shall come upon her in this verse. So what we have here is really all three members of the Trinity mentioned in one verse, because it says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So we have the Highest, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, referring to obviously the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in that verse. In verse 32 it says, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Obviously the Highest there referring to God the Father. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Well, you know, if Jesus is God the Father, and there are not three persons, one God, as the Trinity teaches, then how could the Lord God give Jesus anything? I mean, how could the Lord God give Jesus the throne of his father David if it's the same person? That doesn't make any sense. But from a Trinitarian standpoint, this makes perfect sense. That God the Father, referred to in these verses as the Highest, is giving Christ a kingdom. He's giving Christ glory. And the Father and the Holy Ghost are coming upon Mary and causing the thing that is born of her to be referred to as the Son of God. So it's pretty clear from these scriptures that there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're not the same person. There's three persons that make up one God. Now, sure, there are a ton of scriptures that we could go to in the New Testament proving that Jesus is God. There's no question about that. But Jesus is not God the Father. Okay. God the Father and the Holy Ghost are distinct from the Son, as we clearly see in Luke 1 and everywhere else.